fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 6th day of January. Prepper tip of the day, pray for our president and his family. Pray for our republic. Maintain your situational awareness. Hunker down and get ready for what's coming. The expanded prepper tip includes work with your team. Socialize with your team. Train with your team. If you're not part of a team, well, you need to be working on that. That would be a real good thing. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog, jrnyquist.blog. Excellent place to read a new article or two every week. Jeff's books are for sale at amazon.com. Just put J.R. Nyquist in the Amazon search box. And today we have another special guest. That's Mitchell Gerber. And Mitchell will be talking about the forced organ harvesting from the Chinese people who belong to the Falun Gong religious sect. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Okay, and good morning, Mitchell.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jeff. Glad to be with you.
Okay. Mitchell, are you in Vietnam as we speak?
I am. I am.
You certainly are. And what town are you in, if I may ask?
I don't want to release that based on the nature that I'm working. Yeah.
Well, that's fine. I fully understand that. I spent a year of my life in Vietnam, so I was just kind of curious.
Yes.
You gave us a couple of websites here.
In the north.
Yes. I understand, Mitchell. Which website would you prefer people go to first?
They can go to falluninfo.net, falluninfo.net, John.
Okay. Falluninfo.net. Okay. Okay. Well, you've been, this has become your life's work and your passion, obviously. What got you started in this, Mitchell?
I believe, John, you just played the Green Beret song, and it was a very moving and touching experience for me. And we are men who mean what we say. And now we are on the verge of a Chinese communist demonic specter trying to destroy the fundamental traditions of America, the values of America, the freedoms of America, conspiracy to overthrow the government and install a radical communist-style system to destroy our republic and our constitution. And I'm an American citizen. So I believe in my heart to fail to support what what is right and which is good. And to fail to expose evil is unacceptable. And I got involved with this when I was studying international business, and I learned about the forced organ harvesting, a new form of genocide, ladies and gentlemen, John and Jeff, that hasn't existed on our planet before, and masterminded by the one and only CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, that Secretary Mike Pompeo, the courageous Secretary of State, the only one out of all the administrations who haven't bowed and sold his soul like all the other administrations, as well as Joe Biden, who is a puppet of the CCP, for money and gold and slave labor to make a fortune off, has exposed the Chinese Communist Party, just like our great President Trump has exposed and is the only one who has fought against the Communist Party. So I took it upon myself, and that is why I'm a Trump supporter. That is why I'm honored to see the patriots, the militia, the American loyalists, and the American patriots band together on this massive, monumental 1776 day. They will live in infamy to fight and stand up against the Red Dragon, who are killing and murdering these people called the Falun Gong. It's not a religious sect, Jeff, John. It's more of a spiritual movement. But House Christians, Tibetan Buddhists, and Uyghur Muslims as well, of the religious sects versus the spiritual movement, which is all in the same boat because they come for more of a truthful, compassionate, and tolerant lifestyle, have been shipped by the Chinese military under the Chinese Communist Party's mandates, the state mandates at hospitals, their organs cut out of their bodies while alive, and sold for massive amounts of profit, a state-sanctioned kill-to-order genocide. So when I learned about this, I couldn't do anything but stand to destroy, stand up against this evil and destroy the lies that are crippling our democracy, crippling our republic, and taking away our freedoms. So that's why I joined the ranks so long ago as a spiritual warrior, as a crusader, as a man that wants to do the right thing. And that's why I stood up against the Chinese Communist Party to fight this monstrosity, which is now on the doorsteps of our democracy, trying to destroy it and take it over.
Okay, well, let's get some questions here. And Jeff, don't be bashful about asking Mitchell some questions here. The organ harvesting, now a healthy man, is it just adults that they harvest organs from, or do they harvest organs from children also?
They do that too. When I was, I attended and I brought the main investigators, John, to the International Tribunal of Natural Justice, the Child Trafficking Court in Westminster, London, in the Parliament, and we discussed for 2 hours about the forced organ harvesting. And Dr. Enver Totti, the first one who did a forced organ harvesting, a forced organ harvesting in 1995, the leading campaigner of forced organ harvesting was there, and he showed vivid depictions of children being trafficked. We can even get into the pedophilia and the sex trafficking and the satanic, the demonic satanic pedophile rings that are about to be exposed by Lynn Wood, by and other profound and courageous people, particularly Lynn Wood. I mean, I don't know if you saw his Twitter feed, but the man is coming out with all the pedophilia and child trafficking, raping of children, sex trafficking, and this is what's going on within China. And with the adrenochrome, which is blood from the tortured children, from the pituitary gland, sold off to the elites. The biggest procurer of this blood, as well as the organs from children, and anyone who practiced this particular spiritual movement, because their organs became really healthy after practicing these exercises, were targeted. So to answer your question as short as I can, because there's so much to cover in 20 years of my life that I've done this, yes, not only are people being killed and slaughtered, but children as well, especially in the Uyghur Muslim community, where the Chinese Communist Party is reducing the populations by millions and robbing them of their dignity and stealing their organs and making a fortune off them.
Now, okay. Mitchell, when these organs, are they offered? They're offered for sale, obviously. Are they're offered for sale to Chinese nationals only, or do they offer heart, lungs, liver, kidney transplants for foreign nationals as well, sir?
foreign nationals and their own citizens. They would literally steal the organs from their citizens and then sell them back to their own citizens. This is how sickening the communist regime is. And just to share how they do this, John, the bloody harvest and the slaughter that was conducted and created and reported on and established basically in a book form by the investigators David Kilgore and David Mattis and Ethan Gutman have done over 10 years, 15 years of investigative reports. I mean, everything, 52 pieces of evidence is coming out about this. And in their findings, China has about 130 million hepatitis B carriers. China also has 40 to 50% of the world's liver cancer patients. In addition to over half the world's new liver cancer patients, about 350,000 cases per year. For the 8 million end-stage liver patients, including those with liver failure, cirrhosis, and liver cancer, what do you think the most effective treatment is? Transplantation. So the transplantation is the actual murderer. And the Chinese Communist Party saw that they had this huge pool of donors, unwilling donors, without any consent, forcefully. 100 million people with Falun Gong, the spiritual movement, grew to become the largest spiritual group in China, and they started to kill them for the organs, sell them to back to the people, as I've just shared with you, and to foreign nationalists and multinational corporations, biotech firms, and medical associations around the world, making a multi-billion-dollar profiteering business.
Well, let's get down to more specifics here, state. Mitchell. A wealthy person in London, Paris, New York, could they buy a liver, a kidney from China from one of these forced organ transplants?
Within a matter of days. Now it's a matter of hours. This is how sickening it is, John. And all you need is a police signature. You get told, okay, sure. We had investigators, John, call the hospitals and say, we're looking specifically for Falun Gong organs because we've heard that they were the freshest. And the doctors taped on tape recordings. We've got over 1,800 tape recordings saying, sure, come ahead. We've got the greatest. So basically, they would just pick a Falun Gong practitioner from a labor camp that they have shipped in cattle cars under the Chinese military, just like the Nazis did with the Jews, to state-mandated hospitals and labor camps, over 250 labor camps, over 36 death camps, concentration camps and hospitals, and then just take them like a lobster out of a tank if you go to a seafood restaurant, cut the organs out, and just sell the organs to the willing donor that comes, or the foreign donor, within 2 or 3 days, within a couple of weeks. I mean, you can get hearts, livers, pancreases, eyes, kidneys, even the skin, even the body exhibition. They're taking the bodies and selling the bodies to the body worlds. I'm not sure if you've seen that in London or in Paris or in New York, where you go and there's a huge display of cadavers doing different things, playing tennis.
Right. I've seen photographs. I've never seen it in person. Yeah.
Yeah. These are all the bodies that have been given and sold off to create another $60 million business. So, yeah, this is what they do. They'll sedate the Falun Gong practitioner or the Uyghur Muslim, particularly the Falun Gong practitioner. 95% of the organs come from Falun Gong practitioners because their bodies are so healthy from the exercises in the way of life. Because when the mind is healthy, the body will become very healthy as well. And through these exercises, I mean, the health efficacy of the body and the organs is amplified to become the life force of China. So, they outlawed it in 1999. It's forbidden to practice the spiritual movement in China. And then they started to kill the Falun Gong organs, people for their organs, just cut out the organs and sell them for massive amounts of profit. Just a police signature, all you need. And what the Chinese Communist Party has been doing is forcefully blood testing people, lining them up forcefully at hospitals and just blood testing so they get a full pool of donors that they can just cut the organs out and sell. And this is what they've been doing to their population, particularly the Falun Gong, for the last 20 years. A new form of evil, John and Jeff and ladies and gentlemen.
This is pretty phenomenal information. Jeff, you've been very patient listening to Mitchell here. You have to have a question or two. What are your questions, Jeff?
Well, okay, this blood testing, they're testing everybody so they can find the rare blood types. Is that what they're doing?
Well, they're just creating a pool, Jeff. When I was on an interview with Enver Torti, I do a couple of interviews with Enver Torti, and I would love him to come on. I can bring him on any time in the future, or you can have a solo interview with him. I'll give you his information. Enver Torti has shown evidence of hospitals, and he didn't want to leak the evidence because it's so hard to believe and unbelievably. Anyway, he's gathering more of a case. And the blood testing is going on in China all around on a large scale because to fund this multi-billion-dollar business, they wanted the freshest organs, they wanted the best, organs and bodies and eyes. And so they targeted the specific group. And the best way to show the best blood, I guess, and Enver Torti could explain it better, is through the blood testing, and they find exactly the matches because that's how they find the matches of the organs and the livers. So it's particularly with matches, but they targeted Falun Gong because the organs became so really healthy, and they've also targeted the Uyghur Muslims and the Han Christians as well because these people are also very healthy. Forcefully blood test to find the match, and then they'll use the prisoner of conscience to kill them and provide for the match and sell them for a fortune.
And so do they mainly pick the organ donors from these dissident groups? Is that entirely from these groups?
Yes, entirely. 95% from Falun Gong practitioners. Because I tell you, when you study the ancient way of China, the health and science is very profound. And in the energy mechanism of the human body that has been studied for over 5,000 years in China, they have discovered how to cure the body of ailments and injuries and illnesses. So when Falun Gong was introduced by Mr. Li Hongzhi, a five-time nominee of the Nobel Peace Prize, thousands of awards, honorary distinctions by state and local governments, the House of Representatives, the Congress, the Senate, different governing bodies around the world for his incredible contribution to health and wellness and longevity. The practice of Falun Gong with these five exercises and way of life principles of truthfulness and compassion and tolerance, the Chinese Communist Party found this particular spiritual movement out of all of them to be the most effective in curing illnesses, ailments, injuries, and bringing the body to a state of health never been seen before in China. That's why it became the largest spiritual movement in China. One out of every 12 Chinese national citizens were practicing. The highest ranking members of the Communist Party and their families, military generals, soldiers, I mean, were all practicing. You had 10% of the population within 8 years, just through word of mouth, practicing these exercises, namely Falun Gong. It was the life force of China. So they did their research, and they did their research on the body, the metabolic processes, the blood flow, the organ, and how effective it was, and they were blown away. So they devised a plan, a final solution campaign, just like Hitler did, Stalin, any communist fascist dictator, and demonized the spirit movements, Jeff, to turn public opinion against it in order to get away with operating a large-scale, state-sanctioned, forced organ harvesting business, a genocide, to take hundreds of thousands of Falun Gong practitioners a year. And these are just very average numbers. We don't want to get into higher numbers because we're just going to leave it to 80 to 100,000 transplantations a year. The numbers are so large and can be so large that it's quite unbelievable, and we don't want to exaggerate. We just want to go step by step. Very important in terms of credibility and deliberation and contention. But yeah,
amazing, amazing.
Evil.
Mitchell, hold on. We got a break. Everybody, stay tuned. We got a break.
Okay.
Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there on the forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 6th of January. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. I just bought another one Monday for my granddaughter's car. Give me peace of mind knowing this girl can get home when nobody else can drive. It's some real peace of mind for grandpa. Get a nice discount when you get your EMP Shield device at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at amazon.com. Just put jrnyquist.blog. In the Amazon search box. And we have a special guest with us today, Mitchell Gerber. And Mitchell, which website do you want to give out again, sir?
Let's give falluninfo.net, John. FALUNINFO.net.
Falluninfo.net, everybody. Falluninfo.net. That's where you can get information you need to help educate yourself about the atrocities committed by the communist Chinese against these beautiful, innocent people, taking innocent people, strapping them down to a gurney, giving them a sedative. Do they make them unconscious or just make them quiet? Do you know?
Make them quiet. Make them quiet. Keep them alive and make them quiet.
They're conscious. These people are conscious while they're
conscious.
This is beyond barbaric.
You see, John.
This is beyond barbaric. They're living, breathing, conscious men and women, boys and girls, that are given a sedative and then cut apart to sell their organs. This is barbaric beyond belief. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the people who've been manipulating our elections here in the United States. Jeff, have you heard anything so barbaric in modern times, sir?
Well, you have to go to Nazi Germany or the Soviet Union. Of course, there's the barbarism of these regimes is, you know, famous. Most people avoid even reading the books by people who've gone through these things, who've survived. But this is not, it's only shocking in the fact that it is something novel that we haven't seen in those other countries. But, and the scale of it, the scale of it is huge.
Now, Mitchell, today is the sixth day of January 2021. As we speak in China, before this, of course, it's already the seventh in China. Any given business day in China, there will be people, innocent men, women, innocent boys and girls, strapped to a gurney, given a sedative to keep them quiet, but they're still fully conscious as their organs are being cut from their living bodies while they're still alive and still conscious. Is that a fair statement, Mitchell?
Yes, absolutely. And majority are, you know, not the majority is not children, thank God, but yet the amount of people that have been killed, hundreds of thousands, and this has been going on for 20 years, Jeff and John, and to really understand how organ harvesting could happen like this in China, I think it is crucial to understand that there is no limits to how far the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, will go to wipe out something or someone. I mean, they've already wiped out over 100 million people. They've decimated 5,000 years of Chinese culture. They've killed millions of Chinese girls, forced aborted them intentionally under the one-child policy. They have intentionally man-made a bioweapon, CCP, in the Wuhan lab that has now been confirmed by many sources. Even the state official has come out. I forgot his name. But just today, and I wanted to share this with you. I just saw this come across my feed today, that the depth and scope of an infiltration of the Chinese Communist Party in our American system. You know, I've been talking about this for 20 years, guys, and no one would listen to me, particularly the left. The radical left are so out of control. They're so insane, and they basically are about to try and take over our country in the way of treason beyond a level that we've never seen in our lives since George Washington. And according to Overstock.com, CEO Patrick Byrne, I'm sure you know him, he was interviewed by Owen Schroyer of the War Room, and he was part of Sidney Powell and General Flynn, who just talked to Trump the other day, who has been dropping major bombshells over the past several months about election fraud. A shipping receipt associated with fake Chinese ballots has just been found stuck to the side of a shredding bin in Georgia. The discovery was made after it was publicly revealed that the Chinese Communist Party had shipped in truckloads of fake ballots to Fulton County, Atlanta, and watch this going on right now, the Georgia Senate race. And these two Senate race seats are going to be the control of the Senate. And can you imagine that Biden, as the Trojan horse of the Chinese Communist Party, controlling the House and the Senate, creating legislatures for it's death to America. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff and John, I know you guys realize that. And
we
when
do.
I listen to your songs, the last one,
we do. We had a report about that receipt. We had a report about that receipt earlier in the show.
God.
Everybody, hold on. We got a caller on hold. We got a break. We'll be right back after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 6th of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. You want to keep up to date on what's going on around the world? North America, Central America, South America, Africa, Europe, Asia. We got a place you can do that, updated every 24 hours. The Daily Intelligence Briefing, put together by a friend of mine, former counterintelligence agent that I met while working on a murder case. And it's a great place to stay up to date on what's going on worldwide. Right next to that, my friend Sam Andrews, his business, Freedom Center USA, is being legally attacked by a multimillionaire who wants to shut him down. If you want to donate to the Legal Defense Fund, you can do so right there by PayPal. And, of course, last but not least, if you have issues with arthritis pain, I do have something that will help you. It's called the Energy Cleaner. Sleep issues, the same thing. The Energy Cleaner will help. Details at my website. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, and you can send me a check. My address is right there also. Okay. We are having a special edition today, and we're going to interrupt our normal programming for my friend Joe Svoboda, who's on the Capitol Mall in Washington, D.C. Joe, give us a report, please. Good morning, sir.
Hey, John, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, John, we are right in front of the podium, about a quarter mile away. I have never seen so many people in my life. great mood here. A lot of Chinese nationals protesting the Communist Party here. A lot of Christian heads, and we are totally stuck. We can't move anywhere now. So far, we didn't see any trouble, and I would not recommend anybody to do any trouble tonight. Wonderful. Weather was supposed to be sunny and warm. It's windy, overcast, and cold. A lot of patriots here, guys. Keep the faith. We will not let this field to go by. I have no idea how many people are going to be here. But it's, to get inside, to even, you have to leave everything out. You have to have, I saw the mountains of backpacks that people just left and then inside the island. It's so cool. It's no point even over there. Guys, just don't give up. This is not over by the long shot. Cheating all the way yesterday again in Georgia. Keep the faith, guy. Keep the faith. And remember, God is in control. And pray. And pray for that his nation will repent and ask for forgiveness from God.
Well said, Joe. Well said. Thank you for the report. Be safe, and we'll talk privately soon.
Okay, John, I'm going to give you an update in about an hour, okay?
Okay, well, this show ends in 20 minutes. But, yeah, just call my private line.
Okay, I will call my private line. Bye. Okay, God bless you.
Thank you.
Bye.
That was my friend Joe Sobota. He may be a speaker at this event. He escaped Czechoslovakia in the mid-1980s. We have Jeff Nyquist with us. His website is jrnyquist.blog. Mitchell Gerber, his website is falluninfo.net. And, gentlemen, we got another caller here. We've got John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Good morning, John, Jeff, and Mitchell. John, I've got, and I'm not saying that that I'm in disagreement with Mitchell. I would say, yes, it would be horrific. I'm going to ask him a question that you asked James earlier, and then I want to make a comment if you'll allow it. Mitchell, do you have any proof, any way to document that they're removing organs while the person is conscious but sedated?
Yes, 52 pieces of evidence. Starting in 2006, David Kilgore and David Mathis reported and published a 134-page document or publication called the Kilgore-Mattis Report. That's found on endtransplantabuse.org. All the reports are there, and they confirm the allegations, 18 pieces of hardcore evidence that this is going on. This has been going on since 2000, at least 2001, where by 2006, 45 to 65,000 Falun Gong practitioners were harvested for their organs. Then Ethan Gutman joined the ranks with the two Davids. David Kilgore is an international human rights David Mathis is the 35-year international human rights lawyer for Winnipeg, and David Kilgore is the Secretary of State, former of the Asian Affairs of the Canadian Parliament and Crown Prosecutor, and they reported on this, confirmed the allegations, and then was joined forces with Enver Torti, a former surgeon from China, and the lead forced forced organ harvesting campaigner to expose this evil, as well as Ethan Gutman, who spent 10 years with the Falun Gong community. 52 pieces of evidence they have presented this evidence with me in London, in the Congress of the United States, in about 50 different countries. And all the evidence is online. Ethan Gutman, sir, has a book called The Slaughter. You can get that from Amazon, The Slaughter, from Ethan Gutman. David Kilgore and David Mathis' reports called Bloody Harvest from Amazon, as well as endtransplantabuse.org. All the reports are there, all the testimonies and articles, and, a plethora of information that this is beyond a reasonable doubt, irrefutable evidence. Just like with Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani, massive amounts of evidence, and they're about to release the Kraken. I mean, I just actually see the White House and how they have positioned the stages for Trump to talk in within the next hour or two, please God. And we are the last line of defense. This is the Alamo, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Alamo caller. So, yes, the evidence is clear, and these people are just saying and denying everything and saying that there's no evidence. The same has gone on with us for 20 years, but now the proof is in the pudding. It's undeniable and irrefutable, and that's what I wanted to share with you. I hope I answered your question.
Okay, well I appreciate that.
Go ahead, John.
I didn't doubt it, but I appreciate you doing that. I've got a question for all of you, and I'd like to hear your response if you're able. What would you think if I told you that in the early 40s up until the 50s with MK Ultra, they were performing actually removing the skull cap and manipulating the body while the participant was awake and alert and able to answer questions? Would you call that barbaric? And were you aware of it?
I wasn't aware of it. Jeff, you got any response, sir?
Well, of course, such a thing is barbaric if it's true.
Without question.
Well, anyone that's interested, you can go to Melissa and Aaron Dykes, Free Stream Media on YouTube, and watch the movie, documentary. It's all, they've got the documentation. It's called The Minds of Men. It's over 3 hours long, and you'll see that for the most part, the United States, as much as we don't want to believe it, is behind so much of this it would make your head spin. They brought people back with Operation Paperclip, and they have literally mapped the minds of humanity, and they're able to control you digitally with your cell phone.
Okay,
that's why we need Trump in power, because he's the only one that's standing against. You're talking about transhumanism.
Absolutely.
Global fight to destroy and depopulate. Yes. Yes, you're right. And you're 100%
they're afraid,
right.
They're afraid to die, and they're doing everything they can to live an eternal life, either through a machine or the cloud, and they're not going to do it. Please, gentlemen. John, I sent this information to you 2 years ago. It's a long video. You can take it in 15-minute increments. Please, John, watch it.
I made a note. It's on the list. I'll do what I can there, John. Appreciate it. Thank you for your call, sir. Appreciate it, as always. Jeff, do you have any more questions for Mitchell here?
Well, yeah, I was interested. He touched on pedophilia, and I'm familiar with what occurred in Russia. I have sources that the KGB was setting up pedophilia rings in the late 1970s, if not before, and I was wondering, what do you know about this in China and the CCP?
Mitchell, are you there? Hello, Mitchell.
Yes. I'm here. Can you hear me, guys?
Yeah, yes. Go ahead. Did you hear Jeff's question?
Okay. I did. The CCP very much is in cahoots with this. I mean, they are just with Hunter Biden alone. I mean, the pedophilia with Hunter Biden alone and the Chinese girls and the blackmail of his father is quite profound. And I mean, we can get right into it. But I actually brought up an article on this, because I knew you were going to say something, Jeff, but I wanted to share with you here. The attorney, Lynn Wood, has been peeling away the layers of evil, revealing the truth about how the entire world is controlled by a global cabal of extortionists who blackmail top leaders with videotapes that capture their acts of pedophilia and child murder. And Lynn Wood has been saying that this has been covered by the independent media for years, but the corporate media and the big tech and courts have covered it up because they are all complicit. And the CCP is in on it as well, because they have big ties to Biden, and they want nothing more than to just destroy the United States of America and install a communist-style system. And this is why Rockefellers backed Mao Zedong and the 40 million killing of their own people. You have 10 intelligence agencies who have members employing this blackmail scheme, including the CCP, CIA, Mossad, FBI, MI6, and the others are easily identifiable. And the agencies do not know which of them have been hacked by the Lizard Squad. The Lizard Squad is basically like the white hats, QAnon. These guys are real. This is like Anonymous. These guys are real, exposing Julian Assange type of level, Edward Snowden, but much more deeper, much more connected than before. The Chinese Communist Party and a lot of these intelligence agencies, yeah, have been involved in this covering up the blackmails and the horrendous scheme involving rape and murder of children, captured on videotape. And this is what's going on with Hunter Biden. The CCP caught him on videotape raping Chinese girls and has blackmailed him with his father. And Clinton, even Clinton Obama, even with Jeffrey Epstein, all involved. So, yeah, this is what Linwood, I'm sure, Jeff, you've seen his Twitter feeds about Justice Roberts, for example, and a multitude of powerful individuals worldwide who are being blackmailed in horrendous schemes of rape and murder of children involving and colluding the Chinese Communist Party. And only Trump has stood against him, basically, has truly stood against him. And thank God, because, my goodness, we are on the verge of something huge here. And, it's insane. We're almost losing our republic. If they've stolen the election in Georgia, we've just shown you, I've just shared with you, and you've known already, John, about the Chinese Communist Party using and shipping in fake ballots, using Dominion, which was rigged by the Chinese Communist Party, paid for by the Chinese Communist Party, about $400 million was paid to Dominion parent company from the Communist Party 3 days before the election to sway the election. This is another world that's coming if we do not stop this reign of terror.
Well said, Mitchell. Well said. Jeff's life's work has been connected to this in educating the public about the international communist conspiracy, and you've dedicated your life to this as well, haven't you, Mitchell?
Yes, sir. Everything up to this point. And
amazing.
I feel, you know, we haven't seen the president, our great president, our last great president, our George Washington of a president, because this is what we've come down to. I mean, we're on the verge of civil war because we will not have an America within 6 months. This is the globalist plan. They intentionally created this bioweapon. It's been confirmed in the CCP Wuhan lab. Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, George Soros, the globalist cabal, Henry Kissinger, all complicit in this. Steve Bannon on the War Room have always been saying about this. Thank God for Mike Pompeo coming out, talking at Georgia Tech the other day, who's fully operational with the military arm of the U.S. government, especially the Trump administration, but talking about outright about the CCP. What courageousness. But the Department of, you see, the arrogance of Joe Biden and Clinton and Obama all these years, because the deep state was so entrenched in the intelligence agencies. I mean, we've been infiltrated since the 60s. Gentlemen, you know this. I mean, you were here before I was even born. They've been infiltrating and trying to dismantle the nuclear family, destroy the God, take God out of the schools, out of the churches, out of the book of law, you know. And now they've just, Nancy Pelosi is writing into law that it's illegal to say mother and father. And I mean these are clowns. And in the U.S. Congress, I think the U.S. Senate, they were talking about, or the one guy was making a prayer about a man and a woman. I mean, this is ridiculous. A monotheistic God, one nation under God, Christian Judeo God, that's it. And the Ten Commandments, this is not satanic, this is not Islam. You are the right to have Islam and Christianity and be atheist and do what you want to do, but you live under the law of the land and the Constitution and the Founding Fathers, and it's a Judeo-Christian law. Not that we're suppressive of anything, actually, it's the most tolerant and most beautiful law there is. because in other countries it's dark. America is the light. And under the Constitution, it's the greatest capitalistic society on the face of the earth. And I am grateful to you, sir, and your founding fathers and all the Americans that are listening to this broadcast, that I was allowed in and safeguarded by with my family. I'm not an American. I'm an American citizen, but I haven't served. I pay my taxes. I do my best to represent America wherever I am. And that's why I took upon myself to risk my life, because I am staying in Vietnam right now. I can come back to America even though I wanted to, doing a mission, trial trafficking and exposing the CCP. But God bless America and God bless President Trump.
Hold that thought. We got one last break here, Mitchell. We got one last break. Hold on. We'll be back after the break.
Got to hold it.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extend. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island, or a large part of it, was subjugated and starving, then our empire, beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 6th day of January, historical day. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. Mitchell Gerber. His website's falluninfo.net. I say again, falluninfo.net. And we're talking about the barbaric practices of the communists in China, strapping down innocent men, innocent women, innocent boys, innocent girls, strapping them down to gurneys, giving them a mild sedative, which decreases the pain, but these men and women, boys and girls, are still awake while their bodies are cut open and their organs are harvested. As barbaric and as brutal as anything ever done to human beings on this planet. Right, Mitchell?
Absolutely, John. That's a new form of evil. This hasn't been done in any governments in the past. The Nazis did something, but compared to the communist regime,
I'm not aware of the Nazis performing these brutal practices on boys and girls. I'm not an expert on them, but am I wrong? Did they not do this to boys and girls?
Joseph Mengele did. He did with a lot of those, not forced organ harvesting, not on such a scale like this. And the only other known group we have encountered that, and the investigators have encountered to do something like this, is ISIS. They used to do the Sinai Desert, the Desert of Death. Used to forcefully harvest the organs and sell the organs. But there has not been another regime on the face of the earth like the Chinese Communist Party that's taken more life than two world wars combined, that killed more life than two world wars combined, John, Jeff, ladies and gentlemen, and decimated 5,000 years of culture. They've spent at least $4 trillion, one quarter of China's gross domestic profit for the last 20 years. The secret police, the military, it's run by the Chinese military, the highest ranking forces, armed forces, hospitals, over 250 concentration camps, labor camps, called the Laogai system, established after the crackdown and complete ban of the spiritual movement, the Falun Gong, where 95% of the organs come from, which is a spiritual group, for those who have joined us late, it's a spiritual group that became the life force of China. And these people were targeted for their organs, sent off to state-mandated hospitals, and cut open while alive, dated boys and girls as well. From the boys and girls, particularly the blood from the pituitary gland was extracted through torture, sold off to the elites. A very sick trade of blood transfusion and blood elixir from tortured children is called adrenochrome, and it's coming to the surface as well. The pedophilia.
Now that blood has adrenaline in it. Is that correct?
Correct.
They do that through fear. They put fear in these children, and they take their blood when it's got adrenaline. Mitchell, thank you, sir. We appreciate you being with us. Jeff, thank you, sir. And that's it for the day. Get your medical supplies. Thank you, sir. What now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.